Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Welcome back to Burden Blessing Podcast. We continue with our series on 40 Days of Hope. We're on day 21. With me today is Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew, and we are focusing on Romans 5, verse 8. Nathaniel, would you read that for us, please?
Sure. We're going to be reading from the Holman Christian Standard Bible this morning, Neil. Romans 5, verse 8, Paul writes, "But God proves his own love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." There's a couple of interesting words in this particular verse. Those of our listeners who have grown up hearing this verse, they probably have memorized it, most of them, in the New King James Version. And in the New King James Version, it says, "God demonstrates his own love for us." This is a really unique word in the Greek. It literally means to stand together with someone else. And it has the idea of approve or prove, you know, like to give evidence for, or to demonstrate something to be true. And I kind of like the way that the Holman Christian Standard Bible translated this. God proves his own love for us. How does he prove his love for us? He didn't just send somebody, his own son, to die for us, Neil. He sent his son to die for us while we were still sinners. And if you look at the context of these verses in Romans chapter 5, it's really amazing to see how Paul describes us and the human condition. He uses four pretty derogatory words for human beings. He says we're helpless. You know, we're weak and we have no help. We can't help ourselves at all. He tells us that we are ungodly. We want nothing to do with God at all. Then in this verse, he says, "You're sinners." In other words, you have separated yourself from God by your sin, by your rebellion against him. And if that's not enough, in verse 10, he goes on and he says, "We were the enemies of God." Now, a lot of times we think, you know, I like God. He's a nice guy. I'm on his side. That's not what Paul says. Paul says, no. God sent his son to die for you before you were in a right relationship with him. When you were helpless, ungodly, sinners, and even his enemies. And that's how God proves his love for us. We didn't deserve it at all. We had done nothing to earn it. God did it all, even when we did not deserve it in any way. Pretty powerful language, both regarding us and our state, but also the great love of God revealed in Christ.
Yeah, I like how you brought out in this translation, that proof. I think that fits really well with what Paul's trying to address, as he's primarily focusing on the Gentile believers, whether it be to the Romans or to the Corinthians. You know, we know these Greeks and these Romans, you know, they're all looking for proof. You know, they're used to, in their own religion and mindset, to think about philosophy and wisdom in man's kind of terms. And so, yeah, the Lord uses Paul to direct them back to the wisdom of God. You know, in chapter 5 here, he starts off by talking about, you know, that justification that you mentioned, the proof that God would declare us not guilty, even though we were his enemies, and ultimately how that continues to point us to God's grace and to his mercy and love, and a hope that does not disappoint us. I love those first 5 verses of this chapter that really kind of lends itself to this verse of how God proves it to us. And so I like the way you brought out that proof that God gives to us of how much God has demonstrated, how much God has proven his love to us once and for all. And so we can definitely go away with confident hope in knowing just how much our Lord has shown to us. And again, tells us again today, "I love you. I love you. I'm going to remind you again, see that reconciliation, see that redemption, see that justification." All these big, deep words are to show the depths of his love for us. I'm going to close this with prayer.
Dear Lord Jesus, we come before you today rejoicing in the love that you have demonstrated to us. Throughout our lives, we often struggle to understand, to comprehend what love really is. All too often in our human lives, love is something that is based on feelings. And yet you have revealed to us a much greater depth when it comes to what love truly is. you have demonstrated your love for us in giving your life for us when we didn't deserve it. As we contemplate the death that you have suffered in our place and the glorious resurrection which assures us of your victory over death, help us to be mindful of what love truly is. As you have demonstrated that love to us, we ask that you would also help us to also mirror that love to others around us, that we would show consideration, compassion, kindness, concern for those in our own lives and those that we do not know, recognizing that you have also died for them, that you desire them to be a part of your kingdom. Help us, motivated by that love for our neighbor and the love that you have for our neighbor, be eager witnesses of your death and your resurrection to them. We ask this in your saving name. Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.